All right, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, for the second time. So, tell me if we are if this worked. All right, let's see here. Let's see. Hold on. Relax. Bear with me, all. Is like. Water be boarding, waterboarding. It's like waterboarding for TV. Well, how about that? We'll do that. Okay. Here we go. I'm tweeting that out. All right. Now, you guys, tell me, I just logged in to the other platform. Now, am I on both platforms at the same time? That's going to be the million-dollar question. Am I on both platforms at the same time? The million-dollar question. You guys tell me if it's working. I'm seeing a no. I don't know. My technical support is not very good. The technical support I have is not very good. All right. Right now we are on both platforms. If this works, we could be big time here, guys. Could be big time. All right. Wow. All right, here we go. I'm logging into this one. If I'm rocking and rolling, it could be pretty good if we're on both. Wow, I think we are, guys. I think we are. I think we're on both platforms. As we speak, I've got two platforms going. Huh. Not bad. Bad at all. This is pretty good. All right. Here we go. Wait a minute. Let me get one last notification. Both platforms are working for me. Nice. We are full up and right. Two platforms. We are on the radio. We are in two platforms. Okay? That's all I'm going to say right now. Who else is, well, they're on real radio, but we are live on two platforms. So if you like Spreaker better, we're on Spreaker. If you like Blog Talk better, we are on Blog Talk. And if you like video, we are on video. We are up and rolling. Wow. Feel like I accomplished something today. Okay. Here we go. Let's start with the program. Without further ado. 1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Seems like we did this already. Oh, God. Listen, last night, watching the DNC convention, seriously, watching that convention was like somebody waterboarding me. It was. It was waterboarding for the senses. That's the only way I could describe it. It was waterboarding for the senses. It was painful. It was painful. It was painful to watch. It was painful to listen to. And it was like being in another universe. It really was. It was like being in another universe. It was like the Democrats as if the world is full of rainbows and unicorns and koala bears. Basically, Democrats act as if the world is one giant YouTube video of animals playing outside, frolicking in the water. So, you know, when you go on YouTube and it's like a 3-minute video, cats, not cats being tortured like some Kelly Cuoco commercial, but just cats and they're frolicking, you know, koala bears frolicking. Everybody's frolicking. That's what the Democrats act like. I'm sitting here watching I'm watching the news coverage of a priest who gets his head cut off. ISIS goes and cuts a priest's head off. Cuts his head off. I mean, France is overrun by these ISIS animals. And the Democrats give us the Jerry Lewis telethon last night. It's the Jerry Lewis telethon. Maybe some of you are too young, but Jerry Lewis, Nutty Professor Jerry Lewis, you know, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Old, just look it up. Anyways, he used to have this telethon, and it was like this 7-day telethon. I'm joking, of course, but it was long. It was like an entire weekend. It started Friday. It ended, I think, Sunday. And it was there was no stopping. Okay? It didn't stop. They don't do that stuff anymore. So this is old school TV. This is old school affliction money raising. Old school. Old school. And Jerry Lewis, by the end of the telethon, was obviously just beyond loaded. Because he was a drinker. Beyond loaded, ties, just sweating, a shadow, the beard shadow. I'm just a mess. Just a mess. But it was for cripples. Just millions of dollars. And they would have phone banks and just people on the phone. They're picking up a phone, boom, writing, taking money, pledging money. And celebrities would pop up. Burt Reynolds, Lonnie Anderson. I know, old school name. That's how old this was. They don't do this anymore. And then they would bring up all the kids that are afflicted with the multiple sclerosis or cerebral palsy or whatever the hell disease they had. And he would parade them around. They would wheel them. They'd come out. And Jerry would come out, and he's half tanked. He's talking to the crippled kid, and the kid, you could see his face wincing because the stench of just gin and tonic and Jack Daniels and cigarettes and God knows what else is on Jerry's breath. And he's like, "How are you?" "Is that good, Danny?" He's like, "All right. You know, we're going to get you a new wheelchair. We're going to get you a new crutch." You know, this is, you know, they're this is the old days. They don't have the technology that they have now. "I'm going to get you. I'm saying that." Some of them weren't over the top like, but they're cripples. I think that is maybe a little more on the retarded side, but either way, I don't mean to confuse them all. Actually, you know what? I'm going to stop this bit because I'm going to have a kid soon and I don't want it to be retarded. And I think if you talk about retards, It's like a curse, right? Although I got a friend who's kind of got two messed up kids, and he never made fun of retards. So maybe it's a myth. Anyways, let me get back to the bit. So last night was like the Jerry Lewis telethon, because it shows Trump, okay? And it's still debatable. It really is still debatable of what he was doing and the whole controversy surrounding this this surge, whatever his name is, from the Washington Post or New York Times, the writer that everybody says Trump was making fun of the disabled. Now, we know Surge isn't retarded. From what we know, he's got like gimpy hands. If you ever see the video, he's got gimpy hands, almost like somebody made like a lobster boy. So you have the claw hands, but Surge, it almost looks like somebody broke his wrists and his hands are just I don't know, but it's still debatable exactly what that was all about. So they show this video of Trump going, "Oh, I don't know what it is, I don't know." And then it goes to commentator after commentator, even a Fox commentator, which is kind of funny, considering that you'll never find a video of a Democrat commentator, someone that's always on Rachel Maddow. You'll never, ever find a video of Joy Reid or who else? The Lawrence O'Donnell or Howard Fineman. You'll never find a video of them. You'll never see a video of them just tearing into Hillary Clinton about her emails. Or tearing into Hillary Clinton, any of this stuff. Hell, you don't see anybody tearing in to the DNC for calling Mexicans taco bowls. I mean, it just doesn't happen. But the Republican Party, you'll find people like Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow or Joanne Reed on the right just blasting, like just going off on Trump. So they got Andrea Tarantino or Tarantanis, one of them Fox chicks, one of them hot girls on Fox. Fox. Now we know. I mean, obvious. Roger Ailes hired all these women. He ain't hiring uglies. He's not hiring dogs. And I got to imagine in the earlier days, Gretchen Carlson there, whatever her name is, was. But anyways, I'm getting off the beaten cripple here. So they got the video and Donald Trump's appalling. Donald Trump's evil. He's doing this and he's talking about people with disabilities and he's disgusting and he's deplorable and he's. All of these things. The girl from Fox, when I have a special needs, it's horrible. I mean, it was just this video, and you're like, wow, okay. And all of a sudden they go, ladies and gentlemen, here is it, whatever the girl's name is. And this girl comes out in a wheelchair. I'm like, man, you want to talk about just forget pandering. I mean, it's like You've seen some of these DNC emails, okay? Just imagine, this is what went on at that office. This is what happened with Hillary Clinton. This is what's happened with Donna Brazile. This is what happened with Wasserman Schultz. Now, hear me out. Those DNC emails, they're talking about plants. They're talking about having their plants question Bernie Sanders' faith. Is he a Jew? Is he an atheist? They're talking about taking out fake Backpage ads so people think Trump is looking for employees that are women with big boobs and are willing to bend over. I mean, all sorts of horrible stuff. They're making fun of homosexuals. They're making fun of Mexicans. I mean, these emails it shows what Democrats are. You know, they pretend that they are this noble champion for all of these the downtrodden people and the sick and the this and then that. And then privately, they make fun of them. They belittle them, mock them. So you know that goes on. And we know what goes on with Hillary. We know what goes on with Hillary. All these women that my husband has put his ding-a-ling in are all cuckoo. They're all crazy. They're stalkers. My poor husband, he's just sitting there behind the desk. He's smoking his cigar. And just the girls break into the office and just stick themselves in the cigar. It's not him. It's not him. It's these crazy girls. These crazy. So we know that attitude. So just imagine what's going on when they're coming up with this convention. They're coming up with ideas. John Podesta, that whole clique. And you know, one of them went, hey, we need a cripple. We need a cripple. And went, yeah, we do. And then someone else went, yeah, but we need one of them cripples that aren't over-the-top cripples. You know, we don't need an over-the-top cripple, but we don't need one where you go, they're not cripple. We need, like, right in the middle cripple. We need that where you can understand them and you still feel bad for them, but you're not like, oh, my God, this person is so effed up, or, he's not too bad. So you know that debate went back and forth. And then someone went, you know what we'll do? We'll make this awesome video of all these people condemning Trump. And then it's just imagine the room. They're excited. They're just like, oh. It's like their organism that's out. And then this person. Then we'll get the girl from Fox and and then we have this and cut. Boom, 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 boom. And then it ends, and then we wheel the cripple out. Yes, that's it. Yes. And that's what happened. This whole video, Trump's evil. He makes fun of cripples. He makes fun of special needs kids. I mean, just going into this stuff. And then all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, the cripple. And there comes this girl. Hi, everybody. My name is... I don't remember what her name is. This month today. And you're just like, oh, my God. Wow. Imagine. Oh, God. And the Democrats to CNN, MSNBC, they all went off on the Republicans. They're exploiting Benghazi for them to be parading around the moms, and for them to be doing that was just awful. That was in bad taste. Wait till you see our show where we parade out the cripples. We bring out the cripples. I did want to say that Donald Trump is a bad man. He's a very bad man, and when he made bad. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, my God. It's just horrible. It's just horrible. I didn't want to say that he's bad. Telling you, last night was waterboarding for the eyes and ears. That's what it was. It was waterboarding for the eyes and ears. The Democrats, they're... And I'm still trying. Hey, oh, that's not the only. Relax, that's not the only highlight. I'm not done. I just wanted to get the cripple out of the way. Okay, I just wanted to get the cripple out of the way. But I got to tell you, man. You know, my girlfriend asked me. She goes, "Where's like where?" What do they think America is? And I said, you know, I said, that's a good question. I go, it's a good question. Because they didn't talk about terrorism. I'm serious. It was all it was about. I'm going to tell you last night's, forget Hillary. You know, again. When you watch CNN and you watch CBS and you watch ABC, the way they're covering this convention is so beyond left. Like when they covered the Republican convention, they loaded it with your typical liberal. David Axelrod, your Van Jones, the crier, who's all crying last night. Michelle Obama gets done, and Van Jones. Oh, it was. Oh, Van Jones, shut up! You are such a jerk off. Do you got that? That disease, whatever. What's that disease? Though, where they start breaking down, crying. I see the commercials with the guy from Lethal Weapon, the old black guy from Lethal Weapon, Danny Glover, and he's like, "Do you suffer from whatever the disease is? I never knew there was a disease where you just can't control your emotions and start crying for no reason, just out of the blue, you start crying." I'm like, "What the hell is this? Is this like a new black disease? You got sickle cell anemia, whatever the hell it's called." I don't know. Everybody's looking at me like shaking their head. I'm a little wound up today. Okay, I'm a little wound up. I was waterboarded for 8 hours yesterday. You don't think Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was a little wound up after the 90th time he got waterboarded? Or one of them other terrorists that got anally fed hummus? They got rectally fed hummus. I say that. People look at me whenever I talk about this like I'm nuts. And I go, what are you talking about? They did. In those camps. And they fed them hummus rectally. They ground it up, Perrier hummus, stuck a tube in their rectums, and they fed it to them because some of them weren't eating. We're not going to let them die. We're not going to let a terrorist die. and keep them going. Fed them hummus. Rectally. That's what it was like. So you get a little loopy. Okay? You can, trust me, you get waterboarded, you know, once a day. Hell, you get waterboarded five times a day, and then two of those days you're getting rectally fed hummus. You're going to be wound up and crazy like me right now. Okay? You're going to be wound up and crazy. All right, I lost my train of thought. Where the hell was I? We were talking about... How were we talking about? I don't know. We're talking about water. It was water boy. It was a Sarah Silverman. You know, I remember now. So Van Jones, he's crying with that disease. He's just crying. But the coverage. So you got Van Jones and you got Axelrod and you know, you got what's his name? It's funny because it's they're guys, they're people that work for Hillary. They're people that work for the DNC and they're commentators on CNN. It's like that seems weird. It seems like a bit of a conflict of interest. How do you get a fair take on quote unquote the news coverage when the person that's giving you their take is also running a super PAC for Hillary Clinton? You got Paul Begala. It's just nuts. Anyways, so the Republican convention, you've got on one side just a crew of Democrats, and then on the right, you have cucks. So you got fake Republicans. And what I mean by that is you have S.E. Cupp, who's just bashing on Trump. Anna Navarro, bashing on Trump. So you got one person, Jeffrey Lord. That's it. You got Jeffrey Lord. One pro-Trump, one pro-Republican. No, that's not the way it was. Now, last night for the Dems panel, the entire panel is like weepy-eyed Van Jones types. Oh, my God, it was the greatest speech in the world. This convention is like night and day compared. It's like night and day compared to the Republicans. All the Republicans did was bash Hillary. And this convention is of hope, and it's uplifting. And I'm like, I didn't just hear Elizabeth Warren just go after Trump for half her speech. I didn't hear Bernie Sanders go after Trump. I didn't hear Bob Casey go after Trump. I didn't hear Eva Longoria. Every single person went after Trump except for Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato and Boyz II Men. Even the retarded girl went after Trump. What are you talking about? You go back to Van Jones. Our convention is, it's night and day. And Anderson Cooper's like, yes, it is. It's like night and day. Don Lemon, it's so great. Those dirty bastard Republicans. They're evil. I'm like, am I watching the same thing? am I watching this? Are my eyes that are getting waterboarded, am I seeing the same thing? Am I seeing the same thing? I'm not sure, but I hear every single one of these people. Even Michelle Obama, she didn't say his name, but she went after Trump. So this whole Democrats are better than Republicans because they aren't going to go after Donald Trump. Bull. I heard more
people talk about Trump being evil, Trump being a bigot, Trump being a racist, Trump being against cripples, Trump, bad. We need hope. We need happiness. We need love. And, by the way, maybe vote for Hillary. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's what it was like. The convention was more about Trump is evil, Trump is bad, Hillary's crap, she's got nothing positive. I mean, when you listen to them bring up Hillary's work for children, and it's like they talk about many, many years ago, they skip over her defending a child rapist. They skip over that. They skip over that part. It's weird. It's weird. It is. It's just. I mean, we really don't have an opposition party. There really isn't an opposition party. There's not. There really isn't an opposition party. There's a foil, but there's not really an opposition party. I mean, you've got Republicans, and then you have the Democrats and the media and the entertainment world. I mean, you want to talk about a deck being stacked? You want to talk about a deck being stacked? And it's hilarious, absolutely hilarious, watching Democrats talk about the rich, the evil rich, evil rich. They're rich, they're evil, they're bad, they're evil. The 1%, they're horrible, they don't care about you. And their entire party structure and who the Democrats rely on are rich. I mean, Hillary Clinton had a video produced by J.J. Abrams. What do you think? J.J. Abrams doesn't live in a $20 million house? You don't think J.J. Abrams flies around in a private jet? J.J. Abrams drives around in a limo or some other outlandish, just ridiculously priced automobile? I mean, seriously. George Clooney? I mean, Hillary Clinton, Obama, they go and have these fundraisers. They have these parties. Okay? They go to Hollywood, to the homes of people like Gwyneth Paltrow. Listen, you're not an environmentalist if you have two kids. It's you and two kids, okay? Or you and one kid. And you live in a house that has 45 rooms, okay? That has 40. Listen, you don't hear the press report about this because it kind of messes their whole narrative up. But on a regular basis, out here in Los Angeles, celebrities are constantly getting busted for using too much water, for doing the things that they're running around preaching that they're running around trying to brainwash people into doing? Because it all puts the money into the Democrats' pockets. So when you see Matt Damon and they're talking about conserving water, they all live in these houses with these yards, and they're spending just an obscene amount of money watering their yard. I mean, they're single people, or they got a kid. Think about Gwyneth Paltrow. Lives all by herself. She got the two kids, three kids, however many kids. She's not married to the Coldplay guy anymore. Single mom. She lives in a house. She lives in an obscene mansion. Think about the electricity. Think about everything that goes in to the upkeep of that house. And yet she's going to talk about the environment. Are you kidding me? So to watch these celebrities get on stage at Eva Longoria. Again, they're talking about, it's like, it's waterboarding. I'm telling you that it's like, and tonight is going to be another waterboarding session. Bill Clinton's going to be talking tonight. Bill Clinton's going to be talking tonight. He's talking about Hillary. You're sitting there looking at just a former president that's just, I mean, really disgraced the office. I mean, before he got into office, he was a disgrace. While he was in office, it was a disgrace. After the office, it was a disgrace. Any other president would just kind of slither away, but it's like, hey, it's all good. And if they're Republicans, forget about it. But just amazing. So you have the cripple out there. And then the show opens, and it really is amazing. So the show opens. Okay, the show opens with an illegal. It opens with this girl, this Estrada Silva. Okay, and she's talking about being a 4-year-old. How she crossed the Rio Grande with her mom. So she could, I mean, everything, you know, when you talk about the wall, yeah, we got to build a wall. You know, we got to build a wall. And you hear people go, a wall? Don't you know, dummy, that the majority of illegals that are here. On overstayed visas, and you're like, well, it's about 40%. So you're around the 11 million to just say 10 million. So you got 4 million that are here on overstayed visas and 6 million that are crossing the border. No, and here the Democrats put somebody up that says, yeah. I came through the Rio Grande. Yeah. Not somebody that said, I came here on a visa. I overstayed it. Nah, 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 nah. But this is someone that straight up's like, yeah, I did what a wall would prevent me from doing. Yep. I did that. And I'm proud of it. And here I am standing on national television, not a platform for the Democrats. That's it. So F you. As I was 4 years old, I crossed the Rio Grande with my mom, leaving Mexico so that we could join our father in the United States. I grew up an ordinary girl. My dad worked as a landscaper. My mom stayed at home with my brother and I. But while my friends did ordinary things, I couldn't, because my parents were afraid that someone might discover I was undocumented. You are illegal, you mean. And I mean, I don't know. I it's pretty wild. That's how the Democrats open. They open with somebody that says, I don't care about your laws. I don't care about your country. I just don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I mean, that's how it opened. It's wild. I mean, like I said, waterboarding. It was just, the convention was waterboarding. Opens with an illegal. That's like, remember, what was it, a few weeks ago when you had the illegals that graduated from high school and they were posting on their Facebook and posting on Twitter, ha, 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 I got a scholarship to go to this college. I'm getting an education for free. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm an illegal. Ha, ha, ha. Remember that? Hey, remember that, you guys? Do you remember, right? It's wild. Compare that to rich people and taxes. Seriously, just make that comparison a little. Democrats constantly hammering the rich. Got to pay your fair share of taxes. You got to pay your. They're bragging that they are avoiding that. Everyone has to pay the fair. Everything has to be fair. And here's how they open their convention. Hi, everybody. I came here illegally. I've been here illegal. I technically have no right to enjoy anything in this country. If I get sick, the doctor, hospitals take care of me. School and education, all of these things. In theory, I have no right to them. But guess what? I don't care about your laws. I don't care about fairness. I don't care. It's just a weird... It's this weird fairness, as it pertains to Republicans and the rich and the corporations. And when it comes to illegal immigration, when it comes to illegals, when it comes to fairness, like the people that are in line.